morning, everyone. My name is Neha, for those of you who don't know me. I'm Kirthi and Rishi's daughter and Deshaun and Mansi's sister. This morning, I want to share a little bit of my salvation testimony and then some of what the Lord has been teaching me through STEP. I grew up in a semi-Christian household. My mom was a believer, my dad was not, though he always supported my mom's faith. For the first several years of my life, until around age 6, I primarily lived with my mom, so Christianity and going to church were just normal parts of my life. I remember watching my mom host Bible studies and spend time in fellowship with other women from the church when we lived in Houston. Faith was present and visible, even if I didn't fully understand it. After we moved to Chicago and I started elementary school, my dad joined me, my mom, and my sister full-time. That was when I became more exposed to a different way of thinking, one that wasn't centered on Christ. My parents had different foundational beliefs, and those beliefs shaped how they viewed the world and how they lived in it. As I began to notice those differences, I started thinking, even at a young age, about the kind of life I wanted to live, one with Jesus or one without him. For a long time, though, I went to church passively. I thought that because I went with my mom, that automatically made me a Christian and ensured my salvation. I didn't think deeply about what it actually meant to follow Christ. I was focused on school, sports, friends, and doing well. I believed that choosing to go to church was enough to show my love for God and enough to call myself a Christian. Around third or fourth grade, I started thinking more seriously about death, and it genuinely scared me. I would cry to my parents about the idea that life would just end, that everything would stop, and that would be it. My mom would remind me, though, that I didn't need to be afraid, because this life is not the end. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, and because he rose again, we don't have to fear death. I didn't fully understand what that meant yet, but the Bible later made that clear to me. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:11. Around the same time, I came across passages about judgment and the book of life, and they stirred a real fear in me. It made me realize that where we spend eternity matters, and that my relationship with God was not something I could leave neutral or passive. The summer before fifth grade, I attended Vacation Bible School at my church in Chicago. I'd gone the year before, but something was different this time. I felt a genuine fear of living my life without God and being separated from him. During VBS, there was a repeated message about Jesus dying for our sins and being our Savior, and for the first time, that message felt personal. I came to understand that Jesus truly existed, that he died on the cross for my sins, and that he rose again. I also began to recognize that I was a sinner even as a child and that I could not live rightly on my own. And what became clear to me that summer was that going to church with my mom was never going to save me. I had to personally accept Jesus as my Savior, not my mom's Savior, mine. He died for my sins, and the forgiveness he offers is a free gift to me and to all of us. I just had to accept it. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. That summer, I believed that Jesus was my Savior. I needed him, and when I accepted him, my sins were forgiven. It was a deep conviction that has stayed with me. But I want to be honest about what came after, because nothing really changed overnight. I still wasn't reading my Bible. I still wasn't really praying. Though I had a quiet comfort knowing God was looking out for me, I let that be enough. As I got older, life got busier, and we moved to California. My faith got quieter, and not attending church regularly for a while didn't help. That started to change 4 years ago when my family started coming to Hillview and I finally had a chance to re-engage with my faith. Being back in church regularly and spending time in the Word made me want to study Scripture for myself instead of only hearing it on Sundays. In January, I was baptized. For me, that was a decision to start living in obedience to the Lord and to be more intentional about my faith instead of leaving it in the background. So when I learned that STEP was being offered this summer, I applied. I knew it would stretch me, and honestly, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to learn more about God, and I wanted to be more confident in my faith. And if I'm honest, that confidence hasn't come easily. I've struggled with doubt. Not doubt that God exists, but doubt about his character and whether he really loves me the way he says he does. And I know he does, not because I always feel it, but because he already proved it at the cross, before I ever knew him, while I was still a sinner with nothing to bring him. But I still catch myself waiting to feel it, and when I don't, I get discouraged. One of the biggest things God has been teaching me through STEP is that I don't need to go searching for a feeling before I can believe he is who he says he is. I just need to trust that he is there with me and that his word is true. Doubt is real, but it isn't reliable, and it isn't the measure of whether God is faithful. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I think the Lord has let me wrestle with this on purpose. He is testing whether I will trust him and believe him without seeing, and I'm fighting for that. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Conviction of things not seen. That's what I've really been asking God to grow in me, and he has been faithful in that process. Something else I've learned through STEP, actually this past week at our week away, is that prayer is an overflow of the love relationship we have with God. When I first heard that, I realized I had been waiting for the love to show up so that the overflow would happen on its own. But that's backwards. That closeness only grows if I'm actually talking to God and actually in his word. I can't expect a relationship with God that I'm not putting anything into. The same goes for spiritual discernment. I still have a lot to learn about how to know God's will for me, but I've realized I can't discern the will of someone I don't know. Knowing him has to come first. And STEP has taught me so much about who God is. His love, his patience with us, that he is our father and he is also our friend. But honestly, some of what has encouraged me the most is the conversations I've had with other students and with the teachers, and finding out that they have felt the same things I have. From the outside, it can look like other believers have this figured out and never waver. That isn't true. We all have our moments of doubt. What gets us through those moments isn't a better feeling. It's resting on what God has already promised. I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. God said that, so it's true whether or not I feel it that day. I'm leaving STEP more excited than I've ever been to know God more. I have the rest of my life to keep learning who he is, and that's exactly what I want to do with it. I want to live for him, and I want to make him proud. Thank you.